Welcome to Recipe Challenge. This is episode 6. Woo! I am your co-host, Katie Lale.
And I am your co-host, Rebecca Collins.
Our theme this month, episode, is honey.
Honey!
As suggested by our friend, Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you for your kind email.
Right. This is our first suggested topic.
Yeah.
But first,
before, we have some old news.
We have old business. Yes, old business. Okay, so if you listened last month, you know it was cottage cheese month.
Yep, dips.
And there was some cottage cheese follow-up that we're experiencing right now, which is that I made the cottage cheese ice cream.
You sure did.
I sure did, and it is
peanut butter,
chocolate chip.
Okay.
Okay, so
yeah, tell me more about ingredients and process.
This is actually really easy. You get like a 16-ounce container of cottage cheese. I went full fat because I'm thinking ice cream. You don't want like 1-2%? No.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
Then it's a quarter cup of honey.
Ooh, tie it.
Honey forward.
Okay.
And I think if you were doing some other flavor, you could also use like maple or something.
Sure.
Maple syrup. And then you're going to do, let's see. That's it. Then you put the peanut butter in.
Hmm.
And so then you need a food processor because you really got to whip it. Got to go for a while to break down the cottage cheese till it's really as smooth as you think you can, which I'm not sure if I took it far enough. And then at the end, you just stir in a couple tablespoons of mini chocolate chips.
Hmm.
Here we are. What's your impression?
Well,
I know you were disappointed when you first tasted
First taste.
No. You said no.
You think ice cream. You're envisioning ice cream.
Yeah, because I said peanut butter,
chocolate chip,
and you're like, yeah.
Tart. Like much more
tart.
Like or tangy.
Tangy.
And that's got to be coming from the cottage cheese because honey
doesn't
really have a tart or a tanginess to it.
It's cottage cheese.
So it's got to be the cheese.
I think I can get used to it.
But the more I'm eating it, I'm not stopping.
Yeah, you do keep returning to it. But I do think I put them into sake cups. And I think that's like the right amount.
Yes.
Like this is the amount you need. You need just a little, one scoop. So that's kind of a good thing about it because I feel like I don't need more.
Yeah, that's
Whereas
a good point.
With ice cream, I'm like, I need more.
Yes.
I want more. But this one is like, yeah, that's enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got my few chocolate chips.
Yeah. So you're getting some protein.
You're getting actually a lot of protein.
Peanut butter and the cottage cheese.
Yeah, I mean, it's protein instead of just, you know, the milk fat.
Mm-hmm.
Cream fat. You're actually getting protein. So that was the big TikTok sell.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you guys, so many grams of protein. But, you know, for the amount that you're actually going to be able to eat, it's probably not like, oh, this is fulfilling a protein need for you today. But it's more like, oh, it's, you know, if you really, really want to have some dessert and you're like, but do I need to be eating ice cream today?
Right.
You could make your cottage cheese.
You could do it. Would you make it again? Or would you try a different variation?
I might.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. Sometimes I'm against substitutes like this.
Yeah.
Because I do think, like, if you're craving something, sometimes it's better to just have that thing and be done with it.
Yeah.
And then you just move on.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're like, I want this thing, but I feel too bad to have it, so I'm going to have this other thing, you just go back to thinking about the first thing.
Sure. It's not, like, satisfying
that. Sure, I wish I could have had some ice cream. I don't know, but I actually don't feel that. I guess I don't feel that way right now. I feel like, that was good. It was cold. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of a little bit creamy, and you're like, okay. Is
not
it like
awful.
Some miracle, like,
no.
Miracle dessert replacement? Probably not.
Probably not.
Because I don't really know what you're solving other than for protein, because it's still dairy.
Yeah, it's still dairy.
Yeah. But
I'm glad you tried it.
Yeah, me too. So I will link to this recipe in the show notes if you want. And really, it takes, you know, 5 minutes to make this, this ice cream.
I have a gift for you related to our episode 6 theme.
Okay.
You know it. You love it. It's Velvet Bee's honey butter.
Oh my God.
Made in Minnesota, Minneapolis.
Velvet Bee's honey
it
butter.
Is like The food of the gods.
Oh my. Okay.
It's so good.
This is made.
You've had it before, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
But this is made in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. I can't. Okay.
Well, I don't know where their farm is, but
I mean,
that's the address on there.
Honey, yeah. Butter, heavy cream, sugar, and natural vanilla extract.
Oh,
I mean, this on like a toasted bagel or English muffin is heaven.
It's heaven. I think it's actually sweet. Introduced me to it.
I did. I think I brought it to a cabin weekend.
Yeah.
But like, whoever came up with this is a genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with honey butter. If you can get it where you are, you should check it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for introducing it to me.
So honey.
It's a good treat.
Honey.
Here we go.
Here we go. Hmm. I mean, my recipes between the ice cream and the cookies have like cleaned me out of honey.
Nice.
I've used so much honey to make these things.
Yeah.
Which I guess is the point.
Yes.
The charge was it had to be honey.
Honey forward. Honey forward dessert.
Okay.
Yes. What did you make?
So I made ginger bee cookies.
What a fun name. That was like half the reason I picked it.
Ginger bee. It's pretty cute.
Cute.
Yes. So ginger bee cookies. The main draw is a cup and a half of honey.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is... I was a whole bottle. I just emptied the bottle into the bowl. And then it's a cutout cookie. It's like a rollout. Mm-hmm. It's got ginger, clove, and cinnamon spice mix into, you know, what would essentially be a sugar cookie, mm-hmm. which is a honey cookie, and you roll them out and you cut them out. I'll tell you what my challenges were with ginger bee cookies. There are 5 cups of flour. And then one egg. So, okay,
it
but then.
It doesn't seem like one egg plus, what is it, 1.5 cups of honey?
And
it
then a shit ton of butter.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess the butter not a ton of liquid, but.
The butter, you know, it kind of like, I had a hard time with the dough.
Yeah.
I was like, 5? So I think if I was someone who enjoyed like creating recipes or like, you know, tweaking, I would take this thing and I would do a ton of research online and be like, let's look at all these other cookies that are similar and see what they're using for.
Yeah.
Because the dough was, it was hard to make it come together into a nice, I mean, you don't want it to be too wet, but this was like kind of crumble.
Too dry?
I would say. It was hard to incorporate all that flour. Yeah. And I felt a little bit like, this is from the, what was it, Minnesota Honey Association?
Minnesota Honey Producers Association. Yes.
I started wondering in the middle of it all if anyone had ever made this recipe.
That's a great question.
Or if they were just like, we need recipes. Yeah, throw them up on the site.
Throw it on there.
Ginger bees. I was like, did someone actually make this? Because I just have never made a cookie where it was one egg.
Yeah.
And 5 cups of flour.
When I saw that it was 5 cups, it made me think that it just was going to make a big batch. But
it just seemed like a normal batch. It was, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a cookie whiz, so I'm not good at cutouts. I'm not like skilled. I had a lot of issues come up during my, okay, the rolling pin broke.
Oh, no.
The handle came off.
Man.
It's an old, like, I can't remember which side of the family it came from, but it's an old wooden.
Mm-hmm.
And the handle, I'm, like, trying to, like, punch the handle back on. And I did. But then it kept popping off, so I wasn't getting a great.
That's frustrating. Yeah.
And then I was like, I guess I need a new rolling pin. Do you have any opinion on rolling pins? Do you use what is that? The British kind where it's just a long stick?
I think it's a French style.
Okay, French.
It's like the tapered
the
wood
French.
One. Yes.
Yes.
I do have one
do
of those.
Do you like it?
I do.
Okay.
I used to have a, I guess plastic for lack of a better, like a black.
Oh.
I don't know if it's plastic.
Okay.
But just not wood.
It had the handles.
But.
Do you have a.
It. like the handles would always kind of like get in the way of things. And we don't have a lot of counter space in our kitchen. This is when I wish I had an island, like a kitchen island. Then you could really like,
let's just
spread out.
Yeah.
You can roll away. Roll out. Room for your elbows.
I mean, I have room on this, my center little island here, but I don't know. The damn thing kept breaking.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then the dough. So I made the dough last night and this morning it was like a brick.
Ugh. Yeah.
But I was like, of course it is. It's like all flour.
Yeah.
It needed to be more doughy.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to, I would like tweak this recipe.
Yeah.
And if someone's into that, this would be a perfect recipe because it had all the good elements, but then I'm just wondering about this. And I decided ultimately I was going to go with the 5 cups of flour because I was worried about the proportions of baking powder. I was like, well, if you're going to cut down on flour, what is your baking powder proportion go to?
Gosh, I don't know.
But like, there's just a bunch of other things. Like, I feel like it should have another egg. There was no salt. I feel like everybody has like maybe an eighth or a quarter. I don't know. It was strange.
Sounds like the Minnesota Honey Producers Association needs to do some recipe checking or testing.
So maybe, I don't know. I will say this, the ingredients that are in it are safe for dogs.
Oh.
So the first batch that I put in the oven, I baked too long. So those are now some dog biscuits.
Hey, and perfect.
Augie has been enjoying them all morning.
It's good to know.
I know.
Maybe I'll take some for Remy.
You should take couple for Remy because everything is safe. I mean, it's not like you want to give them like a ton of cookies, but they can have a couple.
Yeah.
And they crunch. They're pretty dry, so crunchy like a dog biscuit.
Oh, boy.
And Augie is hanging out right now, like kind of waiting and for the taste testing, so he can get yet another cookie.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear about your...
All right. You assigned me
imploding
honey cake. It's a custard cake.
Oh my gosh.
That implodes.
Well, I have to say, I cannot take credit for this recipe, like finding it. It was my friend Joellen.
Oh, fun.
Shout out to Joellen.
Joellen.
I said, hey, because she is, she does some beekeeping.
Oh, cool.
And I thought, who would know more about honey recipes? I don't know if that really makes sense.
No, what a great resource.
But
that makes sense.
I asked, and this is the immediate response I got. Was this recipe?
Yes.
And I said, well, first of all, it looks delicious. So what's the deal with imploding honey cakes?
So it only has 5 ingredients, but it's a little high maintenance. So like you need cake flour, which is not a huge deal. Yeah. Cake flour has less protein.
Okay.
So there's less potential for gluten to like be created.
Oh.
So it like makes for a more like tender, soft, like crumb or cake.
Okay.
So, and I could, you can find it around. It's not a huge problem. High quality honey. So had to go. I went local.
What do you got
with
there?
Some Bee Shed.
Bee Shed?
The Bee Shed from Rochester, Minnesota. Wildflower honey.
Oh,
pure,
okay.
Raw. Okay. It doesn't say organic on it. I know what you're talking about.
What? It doesn't say organic.
Honey, organic
I
honey?
Can't. Okay, I don't think it is because there's a difference on the label.
Yes. So I think for it to be labeled organic, it has to like the area of flowers that the bees were pollinating in like had to be like free.
Okay.
Like it has to meet all of those standards.
Oh.
But raw honey is less processed, like it's just strained and bottled, so
okay,
probably want to go raw. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
What kind of honey did you use? Is it this little
container? No, that's just a little extra one that I picked up. That's this one is from Ames Farm Prairie Flower Honey, single source Prairie Flower Grade A honey. It does not say raw.
Okay.
It does not say organic, but you know what? I don't care. For this local one, I used just like a raw Organic Wholesome, I think it was called.
Okay, I think I've seen that brand around.
But yeah, I don't know what all the differences are. I mean, if you go to the co-op and look at honey, it is like dizzying. I'm like, look at all these. I don't even know what they all are. Yeah. So
high quality honey. And I think because this recipe only has 5 ingredients, you just want to make sure that
everything is
good. So, okay, I guess technically it only has 4 ingredients. The eggs are just split up. 3 egg yolks at room temperature and then 2 large eggs at room temperature.
Ooh, a lot of eggs.
So I guess only 4 ingredients. And then powdered sugar was optional to make it sweeter. So, of course, I threw it in there. Why not?
Wait. So, if you didn't put powdered sugar in there, it's really just flour, honey and eggs.
Yeah.
With no sugar.
Nope.
Oh, weird. I know.
And it's only, I had to buy a 6-inch cake pan, which I'm actually not regretting. It's really cute. Nordicware. Shout out to Nordicware.
Nordicware.
We love Nordicware.
I wanted to make it to Nordicware for this episode, yeah. But I didn't.
We have the outlet here. We've probably talked about it before.
I think we talked about it last time. The outlet.
Oh, it's great.
I'm still going to get there.
Okay, so process. So the oven is heated to 355 degrees, which I've never done before.
355?
355.
Okay, those 5 degrees.
Whisk the yolks and the eggs and the powdered sugar. Then you heat up the honey till it's like simmer it for a few minutes. Turn the mixer back on and you're like slowly pouring the honey into, I was trying to say mixture and honey at the same
probably,
time.
Probably, yeah.
Pour the honey into the egg powdered sugar mixture. Keep whisking it until it's pale and thick, doubled in size. Correct texture of the batter is important according to the directions. Whisking until the batter starts to leave ribbons, like you can see a ribbon.
Wow, this is very detailed.
Yeah. Tap the bowl to get some air bubbles out. Sift the flour into the bowl. Incorporate it. And then pour it into the pan.
Into the
cake pan.
And then you're baking it?
And then you're baking it. So 15 to 16 minutes, so not long. The directions say even 1 minute makes a big difference.
Oh my God. Too far over the edge?
Yes. So if it doesn't wobble, it's already overbaked. So I put it in for 15.
Oh my God.
And then there was a little bit of a wobble still. And I took it out. And then it has to cool for at least 30 minutes. And I don't know if it imploded. I'll show you a photo. I took a photo right when it came out. And it looked really golden and pretty. And it did. It has deflated a little bit since then.
Is there like an element to this one where you're supposed to eat it right away?
It says, the cake is great while slightly warm or at room temperature. Or believe it or not, even when it's cold, perhaps better. Anytime.
What?
So we'll probably be trying it at room temperature. I'm excited to cut into it. I don't know what it's going to be like on the inside.
Okay, I have a question. When you were talking about the dough, where it was like, do this until ribbons form. Don't.
I get,
even when I was making these cookies, I get so worried about the dough. People are like, don't overwork the dough.
I know.
So like gingerbread cookies, they were like, cream the honey and butter until it's light and fluffy.
Yeah.
And I think I got to light and fluffy, and then I was crossing over maybe into something else where I was like, now it's making weird clumps. And I was like, wait, did I go too far?
It's so hard to know.
It is so hard. And so maybe that is contributing to, because I know if you like overwork cookie dough, doesn't it just get like, or is that just like brownie dough, like brownie batter I'm thinking of?
Well, for sure with bread, like,
they're always like, don't overwork it.
To like make it tough. But
I don't know.
I don't know if you can overdo it with cookies.
Oh, you can't?
I don't know. I guess I don't know.
This is my question.
I'm used to creaming butter and sugar together. And yeah. I feel like I could like.
Yeah. You kind of know what that looks like.
But with honey, for honey.
It was a little weird.
Honey and sugar? No. Yeah. Honey and butter?
Honey and butter. Honey butter. Yeah.
Honey butter.
Well, it didn't look like this. But this also has cream added. Extra cream, heavy cream added to the honey butter in the jar. But it almost like got to be a weird consistency. I was like, what is happening? I was like, well, we're just going with it.
Yeah.
And then it was like, dump in 5 cups of 5 cups of flour. That's
so much flour.
I know.
That's so much.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, I am ready.
Okay.
Let's go taste.
Let's go. Okay, and we're back.
We are back.
After a honey adventure.
Yeah, what do you want to start with?
Oh, boy.
Well, we ate the cake first.
We ate the cake first. Let's go there.
Okay. Where to start?
Where to start?
So, yeah, there was no way that cake was coming out of the pan. I, like, ran the knife around the edge. So yeah. I just kind of, I'm glad I took a photo of it before cutting into it. It's pretty, like,
it's the top layer,
super light, but fluffy cake.
Just so people understand, though, it's not like a regular cake.
No.
It didn't rise. There's no,
no
leavening agent in it. So it's pretty flat.
Pretty flat.
Yeah.
So the top layer you cut through really fast because it's just this, like,
kind of like a
light cake. But then something happened on the bottom that formed a gummy, like a quarter inch gummy, I don't even know what. And I don't know if that happened in the oven or while it was cooling.
I think it happened
but
in the not cooling
good.
Phase.
But not
so
good.
When they say imploding, that means it's like sinking down into itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it sunk down into like the bottom layer and just kind of congealed into like gum.
Yeah. Not great.
It was not great, Joellen. I know you're going to listen to this. And I just want to say, although, okay, I'm going to be really fair here and I'm going to say she did tell me that she had some trouble with it. I don't know if she specified and I can't look it up right now, but what the trouble was. But what I thought was it looks really cool.
Yeah.
And you love to bake.
I do.
You've baked so many things. I thought, oh, Katie.
In Katie's
she's
hands.
She's going to do it. I'm not even going to worry about it. But now I feel a little guilty because I'm like, oh, maybe I should have warned you that there was a trouble with this cake.
No, it's okay. It is so much fun trying new things and I love it. And like, it's an adventure. And like, I've had, for everything I make that tastes good, like I've made plenty of things that don't turn out. So it's, it's an adventure.
Do you think if you would have eaten this right out of the oven?
Maybe.
I mean, not.
Maybe.
You know, a couple minutes. Let it cool. But would it, wouldn't it have a chance like sink down on itself?
Well, it was supposed to cool in the pan for at least 30 minutes after baking.
Wait.
So I wasn't, I mean, I had a brief thought of like maybe I could have like just taken it out of the pan like straight away. But yeah,
I
had to cool
it
for like 30 minutes.
I don't get it.
All right. Well... if you had success.
It was hard to cut.
Yes, it was.
And once you had it on your plate, the bottom layer was just like impossible just to like cut through with just a fork. Kind of. It was just like.
If you had success or have any tips, like let us know. You can. Our email is recipechallengepod @gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at recipechallengepod. If you had success with it.
If you can get the imploding honey cake to work out perfectly, which now I have to go back and look at the webpage. Who?
It was Food 52, which is like a pretty, that's a good blog.
Yeah,
right?
I wanted to go
reputable.
Back. I'm not sure. I remember there was
a
photo.
That wasn't your question. Oh, okay.
And I was like, what was the goal? Like, what did they want to happen when you cut into this thing?
Yeah.
And what was the consistency that you want to get to?
Right.
Was it more like you cut into it and like honey bursts forth?
Maybe.
I'm not sure. That's what I was thinking.
Even though I put it in for the minimum time recommended in the recipe, maybe it was already... Maybe it was already overdone at that point.
Oh.
Like, it was a little wobbly when I took it out, but maybe it needed to be more...
that is also stressful.
More wobbly.
Talk about stressful. Which now... Oh, this... Okay, there's some more to this later about cook times on cakes.
Yeah.
But...
All right.
If we're talking about ovens and problems, we got the ginger bee cookies.
I will say I love... Like, just those winter spices.
Yes.
The I'm a flavoring. Fan. So, the spice level was good.
It was good, but I can't help but imagine, Paul Hollywood
on the British Bake Off coming over and being like, we were really excited about your spice mix, but this is terrible. Overbaked.
No handshake. Overbaked. No,
overbaked. Dry. at least, but see, you would have gotten a soggy bottom.
Something. Some sort of bottom. You would have gotten a gummy soggy bottom.
Gummy bottom. So, okay.
Just dry. They were dry.
They were dry. I think it's too much flour.
Too much flour because you did not enough. I don't think you overbaked them because most cookies are in the oven for like 10 to 12 minutes.
And I was like, yes. At the end, I was cutting it down. I was doing like 9 minutes total because I was like, these are getting really cooked and they're dry and they're perfect for dogs. They're dog biscuits is what these things are. So here's what I would do. I think I would add another egg.
Okay.
And, and then slowly, if I wanted to make this a million times, I would cut back on the flour and just see, like, what about 4 cups? What about 3 cups?
Yes.
But then I guess you'd also have to know, like, okay, so how much baking powder do you need?
There's baking powder in it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Do you need to adjust for that?
I don't know. What? So that's, I guess the taste was good. Keith had a good observation earlier today. He's like, this tastes like the crust for something else. Mm, mm-hmm. So if you had like pressed this into a pan and baked it and then put like a pudding filling on top or like some kind of cheesecake on it, it'd be delicious. Because you're getting all the ginger, cloves, and cinnamon in this like nice crust.
Yeah.
And I can see that being really good. But as a cookie... So now we're in a really weird spot. I'm going to award the winner today cottage cheese ice cream.
I think so.
Which, like,
not even in the running, but it won. Not even in the
running, but it won. Please check out cottage cheese ice cream, peanut butter, chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Because these were not. I'm sorry, Jen, if you're. I'm sure you're listening to this, and you probably were anticipating some amazing honey recipes.
We're sorry, Jen.
We couldn't bring it today.
Do you want to talk about your, my gosh, I can't even think of what that's called.
Okay.
It's a, like a piping bag.
It's a piping bag, cake ornament. Okay. It's from.
With some tips.
It's seriously from the 30s or maybe the 20s.
It's amazing. Where'd you find it?
It was one of my grandmother's. I think it was my mom's side.
Awesome.
It's got a million
different
metal tips. And I got it out today to decorate because I got my frosting from the co-op where I guess they don't sell frosting in tubes because that's not eco.
Okay.
But I was kind of bitterly disappointed that I couldn't just get like a tube of frosting to like take the tip off and just go to work.
No, it's more convenient.
I had to get how do they sell it? Of frosting.
Okay.
And it was like coconut oil.
Okay.
Not like the bad oil. Well, that you really need to warm that up. It was crazy. My favorite thing though is the bag. It's like an ancient piece of like waxed canvas that almost I was doing this today, I was like, it's so ancient. It feels like it's a cow bladder.
Yeah, some sort of
natural like skin bladder, but it's not. Like. It's fabric.
Okay.
And the inside is heavily waxed, but it is so old. And then you could put all these different tips on it. And, like, it was kind of fun to actually use it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, God, I haven't used this in so long.
Does it come with rings? Or the ring is already on there?
There's a ring. It's over by the sink right now. There's a ring.
Oh, got it. Yep.
So you would put the ring on.
Yep.
And then it screws down.
Perfect. I like it.
Look at that. There's all these different shapes. This thing is so old, and I was like, it almost feels like some kind of like ancient contraceptive, like you fill the bag with water and then you, whatever you do with it. And then it's just like so weird. It's like some weird medical thing.
Imagine all the things that have been made with that.
I got to get this thing out today. Standard cake ornamenter number 333.
Ateco? Is that what that says?
Ateco company.
Oh, cool.
So old. So
I love
old.
It.
Does still have the original instructions inside too for how to make things with this 12 different designs.
Whoa.
Did I get this out and read it? No.
I'm not. My piping work is not good. I need to work on that. Oh my gosh. I don't do a lot of decorating.
I did try to make some bees, and they just
Well, they look like bees to me. I knew they were bees.
One
looked like a
butterfly. One, I tried to do a bee flying from the side, and it just looked sad. It just really looked sad. So yeah, it's a whole skill, man. It's a whole skill.
Well, I think it's a draw.
I think this is the first ever draw.
This episode.
Nobody wins.
Nobody wins.
There's no winners, but there's no losers.
Oh, well, yeah. Except for the ice cream, I guess. Ice cream. No winners, no losers.
Honorable mention. Cottage cheese ice cream.
Honorable mention.
Yep. Okay. So, it's time. Now, I'm kind of...
I've been looking forward to this day.
I'm a little afraid. Because I'm like, what have you committed yourself to... Because you know that you're not great with cake. You know you're not great.
You or me? You? Me. Oh, okay. Of course you don't feel like you're good with cake?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Well, we'll see.
All right.
Okay,
we'll see.
So here's my idea. And I also hope this isn't like totally narcissistic. I'm a little worried. May is my birthday month.
Yay!
And I would like us to do... birthday cake.
Hey!
Yay!
That's fun!
What is the best birthday cake? And you know what I'm thinking? Like, don't try to go too fancy.
Sure.
I think sometimes when people want a birthday cake, they want like traditional cake.
Yeah.
Like, I think sometimes people go overboard, but you do you. Anything, it's just birthday cake. Oh so my next gosh. Time we have... Our episode will be probably not on my birthday. It'll be just later in the month, but it'll be like a little birthday party.
I love it.
And we will try to surface, my new corporate word, we'll try to surface some good birthday cake recipes for you.
Whoa, I've never heard that before.
Oh, you have?
Surface.
Let me surface that for you.
Okay.
Are you looking for a recipe? I'll surface it.
All right.
You can't just say find or look anymore. You got to surface.
Okay.
So that'll be next time here on Recipe Challenge.
All right.
We will have photos up.
Yep. Photos will be up on our Instagram page, Recipe Challenge Pod.
We will link to these recipes.
Yes.
If anybody has any desire to make these recipes and prove us wrong or show us what we did wrong.
Yep.
Feel free. Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next month. Birthday celebration.